talked a bit at the top of the show about Apple's new unveiling today, whether we should be excited about this one or not, whether it's worth our hard-earned bucks, whether it's worth it, because these are expensive devices. And sometimes I'm like, no, that's not worth it. And sometimes like, oh my gosh, I gotta have that new iPhone. And I'm not sure which kind of day this is, but Jen Jolly's gonna tell us about that. And also address the deals, cause these couple of days, remember July, we were supposed to have those Amazon Prime Days deals when all the retailers unveil these great deals. Well, now they're doing it today and tomorrow. And it's all the retailers, not just Amazon. And one of the things I know about Jen is that she is great at finding a deal. You're always bargain shopping, Jen. You're always finding us that stuff. You don't just say, okay, I'll pay the full price. No, you're not that person, which is one of the many things I love about you.
Until it comes to the four new iPhone 12 devices out today. If you could see me right now, I'm leaning over my desk. My head is in my hands.
You're excited about this.
Oh, I hate that I am as excited as I am. It's pretty amazing. I have the iPhone XS E with a cracked screen on it. And I don't think I've ever owned an iPhone that doesn't end up with a cracked screen.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of their big announcements today. They have ultra strong version of Corning's Gorilla Glass that they're using now. It's dubbed Ceramic Shield. And so this will be on all their new iPhone 12 models. There are four new models. They say it's tougher than any smartphone glass, four times less likely to crack it if you drop it. So I want to put that, of course, to the test because I typically crack mine within the first week of owning it, and then I just never get it fixed. So that alone is worth the price of admission.
That's a big thing. Now, I thought the last one, though, was upgraded in that way, but this one moves it forward a lot?
The last upgrade was, I'd call that like a 10% upgrade. This is about a 50% upgrade in the durability of that glass. Nothing that Apple announced today is shocking. Like nothing was like, oh my Lord, we've never seen anything like that before. They kind of are doing what they're famous for. They take the very best single feature of every other gadget out there and combine them all into one and package it in this beautiful Apple form factor. And that's, again, what they've done today. So really exciting. Four new total phones. There's a mini, which is kind of exciting because this brings back that size of phone that fits into the palm of your hand. And then there's the iPhone 12. And then there's an iPhone 12 Pro and a 12 Pro Max. So four variations of these phones, the starting price for the mini, $699, $700. Now, sounds like a fortune, but that is one of the cheapest premium 5G phones on the market, and then it goes all the way up to $1,100 for the Max. Now, this is the same price as the phones last year, but they've packed a lot of new technology into these four different devices.
Okay. Please explain this to me, Jen Jolly, tech and lifestyle expert at USA Today. I hear 5G all the time. I see big billboards about 5G, and I'm told that we're really not getting 5G, even if you think you got 5G or you're paying for 5G. it's not really that way. There's not bandwidth or something like that, but this we should be excited about, that this phone is capable of that kind of speed?
Yes, with caveats. So 5G connectivity, most of the other new devices out this year are capable of handling 5G connectivity. Now, this is going to make the entire technology on our cell phones faster. So we'll be able to upload movies and download movies faster. We'll be able to send and receive things faster. It really makes a difference with apps. Like when we had 4G come into play, then all of a sudden apps like Waze and Uber, things like that were a lot more usable because you got more real time. You know, you put your request out to get an Uber car and without waiting 10 minutes, usually you can get something back. So this doubles that speed again. Right now, the existing phones are not wired and upgraded to 5G technology. So what's special about these is they won't be kind of null and void in a year from now. The technology will still be new. The most noticeable improvement with 5G over what the iPhone offers today is really those faster download speeds. So 5G will run between 10 and 100 times faster than your typical 4G cellular connection. So streaming videos, snappier, you won't, no more spinning wheels of death, hopefully. Really incredible for gaming and other tasks like that. But this technology is not available all throughout the country, let alone the world. So what these devices will do, they announced a partnership with Verizon. They'll basically let you go to 5G when and where it's available, oftentimes a slower 5G than the true 5G, and then the iPhones will seamlessly switch between 4G and 5G to conserve battery power. It's a lot of information. Eventually, we'll be using 5G, and we won't even notice it. But, you know, for those folks who stream a lot of video, who play a lot of video games, this is an important upgrade.
Okay. Does that mean the phone, if it's not one of these new ones, is not capable of 5G? Because I thought a lot of them were.
Yeah. Some of them might be capable of switching between 4G and 5G, but it's really these newer phones that can do it without a huge drain on battery and all of that kind of stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. What about the design? Anything we should know there? Have they changed the design dramatically or charging or any of that stuff?
Well, they say that this is the biggest advancement in design that they've made in several years. So the design has gotten an upgrade. In addition to that stronger ultra-tough version of the glass, they've rounded out a lot of the edges and corners. It's kind of like what we saw with the upgrade to the iPad. Or the iPad Pro. So it's a little sleeker. It's a little smaller. They're calling some of these, like the mini, the lightest, thinnest, smallest, fastest phone in the world. And that is probably true when you look at the different line items. So, yeah, there is a little difference in design. The Pros and the Pro Maxes are just incredibly future-looking, seeming, with the rounded edges, the nearly bevel-less, which means that the screen runs basically from one end of the phone to the other. They also have this mag charging. This is kind of interesting as well, so that you can attach various Qi chargers, so that wireless charging, you'll be able to do that with these phones, whether it has a case on it. All these like little tiny problem points for us over the years, they've fixed with this.
Yeah, charging has always been an issue, I think, with the iPhone. It just, it drains so quickly, and then by the end of your day, you're rushing to get back home, or you're begging people for chargers and that kind of thing. It always seems like it's constant. There's a drain on yourself when your phone is low because what am I going to do? I can't use my phone, which, you know,
so true.
10 years ago was not a problem. Now it's a big one.
Yep.
What about, okay, no headphones on the charger. I'm looking through your notes here. That's an environmental measure.
That's crazy, right? So it's going to nix the ear pods and the power adapter. It's not going to come with headphones, and it's not going to come with a power adapter for the first time ever. And the company said this is a twofold reason. They're saying it's more environmentally friendly, and their goal is to be 100% carbon neutral in its supply chain by 2030. So they went kind of all in on being more environmentally sound. We also know that it helps Apple offset the cost of creating that first 5G-enabled smartphone. So it's helping them keep the prices the same as last year. Also, they say, hey, look, most of our customers already have EarPods and a power adapter. There are 700 million EarPods and 2 billion Apple power adapters out in the world. They're saying reduce, reuse, recycle. Use those. Don't keep buying them new. Otherwise, you will have to buy a pair of EarPods and an Apple power adapter at $19. If you don't already have them, they're going to make you fork out another $20 for them.
That would not be good. I would not like to do that.
So,
I mean, come on. It's like you're already spending how much, and you're like, can't you throw in that
I
stuff?
I know. And electronics reseller Declutter just did a recent poll. 53% of respondents plan to buy this year's phone. So a lot of us, a lot of people like me, have been waiting for this big upgrade. So even though it's kind of amazing that I'll spend another $1,100 that I don't have on a phone, the camera capabilities alone, that was something else. They just went all in with those Pro and Pro Max versions. They want their iPhone 12 Pro and their Pro Max to replace basically every consumer and even professional camera and video camera. And they're going after cameras in a big way. I was surprised about that. My husband's a professional photographer, and he weighed in a little bit. I said, honey, you got to see this. And he weighed in on some of it with me, and he explained to me why they're not quite there yet, especially with the world of cinema and cinematography. But I know a lot of people who are switching over and shooting all with iPhone, whether it's a video or stills. And, boy, Apple did some improvements there.
So even professionals are using. That's interesting. That's interesting stuff. That speaks to it. I mean, now I kind of understand why you're excited about it, Jen. I know this is a big deal overall. You think this new iPhone might be just worth it?
I think it's the biggest improvements, real, actual improvements, not just incremental sort of evolutionary things. I think that they've done, it's nothing that I haven't seen on some other device before, but packaging it all up in the Apple ecosystem in that intuitive way that Apple typically does. You know, I've just been struggling through iOS 14 with a lot of my friends. I had to go physically drive 30 minutes to help a friend of mine who was upside down and backward with iOS 14 changes to their home screen and their Today view. So we've been kind of struggling with that, and I was wondering, you know, what's Apple going to do? Are they going to – it's one thing to do tech for tech's sake. It's another thing to do things that make sense, that help people's lives actually get simpler, easier, more enjoyable. And I think with this upgraded technology, in addition to learning that new iOS 14, I think we're going in a really good direction. It's a direction that integrates more technology in your life, which is scary, and some of us are struggling with that as well. But I think everything should just work a little better and be a little easier. And that's an exciting direction.
It is. Makes a lot of sense, Jen. Can you stick around? Because I do want to ask you about the deal days. Anything you're seeing out there? Anything we should know about? I know it's Amazon's belated deal days. We're supposed to be in July. They're being held today and tomorrow. But so many retailers participating. And we'll talk more with Jen Jolly. She's at USA Today, lifestyle and tech contributor. Also, techish.com. You can find all of her stuff there. It's a great place to go for all the things she talks about on the show. Should also mention, if you've found a good deal or there's something cool you want to share with all of us that you found online or somewhere in a store, let us know. 312-981-7200. It's that scary season again, the time when you may hear the house creaking and you suddenly notice new cracks in your walls, foundation, or brickwork. Well, it could be goblins or ghosts, of course, or it might just be that your home has some very real structural problems. That's when you need to call PermaSeal. 1-800-421-7325. That's the number to call. Don't be afraid. Find out if the changes you're seeing really are a cause for concern or not. They'll tell you. PermaSeal has trained consultants that can give your home a thorough inspection and let you know right away on the spot if you're experiencing normal settling, structural problems that should be addressed, or if you really do have goblins and ghosts. That's a possibility this time of year. Foundation and structural problems will only get worse. Take care of your largest investment. Call PermaSeal today. 1-800-421-SEAL. 1-800-421-SEAL. Free inspection. That's what they'll offer you. And when the work's done, you'll have a transferable warranty and priceless peace of mind. You know who to call. PermaSeal. 1-800-421-7325. 1-800-421-7325. PermaSeal.net. All right, Jen Jolly is on with us here. She's calling into the show. She's a lifestyle and tech columnist at USA Today, also techish.com. I got to ask you, Jen, because last we talked to you, you were dealing with the wildfires, and you sent a picture in that showed it looked like you were on Mars with all the heat and the fires and the glow of so much going on around you in the San Francisco area. We saw a little smoke in the sky and got a little hazy here, but I'm just wondering how things look there now. How's it looking?
Our air is finally clear again here in the San Francisco Bay Area. It kind of cleared up for about a week, and then there was a new fire in Wine Country area that blackened the skies again. And yeah, I went all in on air cleaners, air purifiers and filters, and ended up testing a dozen of those. But we are back with fresh air, and I'll tell you, that is something I don't think any of us will ever take for granted again.
No.
But we're in the clear right now. Yeah.
That's good to hear. I have my roommate from college from Northwestern. She lives out there now with her four kids. She said, I think it was last Friday was the first day they really all got out of the house to just enjoy the outdoors. They were so worried about air quality. So I'm happy things are turning around. We do have a question for you before we launch into some of the deals. 708, if you're new to Apple, like be at 11 or 12, what's the best resource for learning about the functions and features available with Apple over Android and operating techniques? Do you have any go-to sites for learning about what you're capable of, other than taking those courses, which I think are free at the Apple Store if you want to go?
Yeah, YouTube has many, many people on it who will show you. They'll compare the differences between here's the latest, greatest, hottest Android, here's the latest, greatest, hottest Apple device. Now, stripping away a lot of the details about it, I can tell you that Apple devices do have better protection. The app ecosystem with most Apple devices protect you from phishing scams and bogus app downloads and things better than Android-based devices. And they went all in on security again, privacy and security again today. So if that's really important to you, just know that Apple's usually the way that we pros lean when it comes to privacy and security. Other than that, it's a lot about the other gadgets that you own. If they're Android-based, sometimes it's nice to have your smartphone work with all those other Android devices, and then vice versa. If you've got HomePod, HomeKit, things that are Apple-based, you might want to stick with the Apple ecosystem. Apple is getting a little bit better about playing nicely in the sandbox with others. Samsung devices are pretty easy all the way around.
Hey, you might know this, Jen. This came up earlier on the show with the Better Business Bureau. We were talking about phone calls and scammers constantly calling us, and we've seen that the number of them has increased dramatically in the last couple months. Are there any little tricks you know of in the tech world that sort of help folks with scam calls? Anything you could tell us about?
I have written about this a lot over the years because they drive me absolutely insane too. And I'm looking on my phone right now. There are third-party apps you can download, whether you're Android or iOS. And I just want to make sure that I tell you the right one. RoboKiller. RoboKiller is a spam call blocker that finally, when nothing else worked, RoboKiller was what worked for me.
And that's
an
app.
That is an app on your, it's either in your Google Play Store or iOS, even Windows, RoboKiller, and I tried a whole bunch of them, and I'd have to go back to those stories, but you can Google my story, RoboCallers, Jennifer Jolly, and it'll pop up. In fact, I'll do it right now, and there's some other options that pop up. Mm-hmm. Biggest advice I was told by the many dozens of experts I interviewed at the time I did the story is do not answer the phone. Don't engage with them. Don't talk to them. The minute they find out that that's a working phone line, because it's all just by algorithm and dialing numbers over and over until they finally get someone, mm-hmm. when they finally get someone, then you're marked as an active phone line. So then they ramp up really after that. And then also, you should report them and be on the do not call list, even though everybody says that doesn't really help. Over time, they are able to go after and actually make some arrests and stop some of those big rings. So it is good to report them as well.
Okay, so RoboCaller does what for me? I download this app, then what do I get out of that?
You are going to, by the way, I am looking at my own stories. Robo scam phone owners, how to stop these annoying endless robocalls. So you download RoboCall. I have to go through it a little bit with you now because it's been a few years. So I was able to stop these for good for a few years after using this.
Wow.
Onomo Robo was another one that I used. And I am looking at...
They promised to eliminate 99% of spam calls.
Yeah, so they warn you. They warn you that it's potentially a spam call. And also your carriers do this. So AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, they all have Scam Block, Sprint, Premium Caller ID. They have their own systems as well. But the ones that I liked the best were Nomo Robo, Truecaller, Hiya, RoboKiller, and Umail. And a lot of them are free. I've used AT&T's free Call Protect. And basically, I refreshed it. The way that they work is they know that the incoming call is likely generated by somebody you don't know. So it can search your own contacts when it sees it's not one of your contacts. It can tell you that and alert you to that. And then it also just lets you know, you know, hey, this is a phishing number. Don't pick it up. It'll send them to a a voicemail for you, or it can send them. You can record a voicemail, a funny voicemail, to play back to those kinds of calls. So they all work a little bit differently, but with the same sort of end result of stopping those scam calls once and for all.
That would be extremely helpful. I was just saying myself, even personally, I've just gotten so many lately. The other one is the extended warranty on my car. I didn't even mention that before. We've got the IRS calling. I mean, everybody needs your information. It's all urgent. You need it now. And they need, oh my gosh. Bombarded. So that would save a lot.
Yeah.
And I am on the do not call. Listen, you're right. It feels like it really doesn't even matter anymore. It feels like a lot of these are even originating in other countries. Sometimes, you know, you can detect there are major call centers, a lot of folks in the background on similar calls, and it's a tough thing to defend against. We just have a minute here, though, because we run out of time, but I want to ask you any deals that you would recommend or anything you'd recommend these couple of days as folks are seeing that there may be a number of deals out there.
If you've been wanting any sort of Amazon device, whether it's an Amazon Echo Show, Amazon Kindle, Ring, Blink alarms, all of those, they are $100 off, half off, incredible deals on Amazon's own devices right now. It's also a great time to get a vacuum if you've been looking at a robot, iRobot Roomba. That's $100 off. Dyson is, $40 off, which is really good for a Dyson. Video game deals, Nintendo Switch deals, fitness deals are also, you could not find free weights earlier in the pandemic. They're expecting that to happen again. Tick those up. And then anything you want to stock up on, anything that you need, like toothpaste, all of that, they're just having an incredible sale. There is word on the street that this is the new Black Friday, especially this year. We could face a lot more product shortages as the pandemic and the year wears on. So it is a great time to get everything that you've been needing, and especially if you know that you want something in time for the holidays.
Awesome. I'm in. I'm going to get a new vacuum cleaner. I'm very excited about that. Thank you, Jen.
Perfect.
Jen Jolly there. Thanks for the time and all the great advice. It's always good talking with you.
All right. You too. Thank you.
That's Jen Jolly, techish.com.